Like blood in your beer.
Oh my god.
My name's Brenton.
That's a good level to talk at. My name is Matt. This is a good level for me. That showed up.
My name's Jeff Thor.
It's a decent level. Maybe just a little more volume. Dustin, your voice. It's perfect.
Yeah, they'll be able to hear me.
Beth?
Hi, I'm Beth.
Good. Maybe not the hi. I'm Beth.
Hi, I'm Beth!
Okay, that's,
okay, hi, I'm Beth.
We understand that that's bad. And Josh.
My name is Josh.
Why did you just nod at it when you were talking to
because
me?
Because
the
no, 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 but the nodding is cool. You're like, hey, I'm Josh.
You're like,
hi, it.
Shit! That's all I'm picking up, too.
Now, come over here to introduce yourself when we say the thing. All right. Hello, and welcome to Rancor's Brothel. Issue number, I don't fucking know. This is the Nerds of the Roundtable number one.
I'm Brenton.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dustin.
Beth.
I'm Josh.
And these are the good sirs and lady of the Nerds of the Roundtable. So thank you guys for coming tonight to Brenton's house.
For the record, it's more of a kind of a, it's round, but square. Round
ish.
And corner.
Alright, go make me. Go make
it's
me.
Round in the mind's eye.
Ish.
So this will be one of our new things we're going to do. Again, in a given month, you'll have two regular Rancor's Brothel episodes. You will have one riff track, which isn't really a riff track. It's really just us talking over a movie for 2 hours. And then you'll have one Nerds of the Roundtable. So, yeah. Everybody understand. Today we will be just discussing whatever's on your mind in the nerd realm. The things that you geek out on, the things that you've done recently that were geeky. Example for me, I just started watching Breaking Bad again. I'm trying to catch up before the last season on Netflix, so I'm on like season 3 right now. And, that's something I've been geeking out on lately, so that's something I will probably bring up. Mm-hmm. Everybody understand the concept?
Yeah.
We're also going to pass around a hat donated by Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Totally. And voting on what our verses of the week will be. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass around the paper here, guys. Everybody write down one name. And we'll throw that in the hat. Dustin, what have you done that was nerdy this week?
I just started playing Assassin's Creed 2. Started out with 3, and backed up and did 2. Britton downloaded it on the Xbox and started playing it.
Because it's, nice it's free because I'm a gold member.
There you go.
Gold member.
By the way, nobody touched that hat. It's a disgusting hat. It's got sweat all over it.
Oh. This all reminds me that nobody used to talk over anybody because we have a taser. That is so loud. Look.
Wow.
Oh,
God,
oh, I'm so happy.
So
it's Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
Now I'm told that gameplay wise, that's one of the more fun of the three.
It actually is. Actually, for me, it's the storyline and a lot of the dialogue. The dialogue is a little raunchier than in 3, personally.
Okay.
So, graphics are about the same. The mechanics, like doing all the free running, is a little better in Assassin's Creed 3. They cleaned some stuff up. But, yeah.
All right. Anybody have any experience in the Assassin's Creed realm?
I do. I've got loads of experience. I've played all the games, and I've beaten all the games.
Okay.
And you just sound so cool when you say it like that.
I have played and beaten all the games. And, okay, so the first game, you have a guy named Altair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
Hey, you guys are talking over each other. Zap!
We're talking to each other.
Quietly.
There's difference.
Just tase me. Tase me for fun.
I will.
Don't tase him. No.
No.
Don't tase me, bro. So the first game you play as Altair, and he's awesome, and it's during the Crusades. And then the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth games, except for the last one, you play as Ezio in the Renaissance. I think.
Yeah,
Renaissance period. You know, like Venice and stuff like that. And then the latest one you play as Connor during the American Revolution. And he's half Indian, half, revolutionary or whatever.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because you get a hatchet and you can, like, hatchet people right in the head.
There's a child present, sir. Don't be so graphic.
You can hatchet people right in their
face. That's also violent, right?
Care Bears care.
Yeah.
You can go up and hug them and love them right in their face. Hug them all in their face.
I'm Lionheart.
What?
It's a Care Bear cousin.
Oh, it is a Care Bear cousin. Yeah, I remember that. From Care Bears the movie. Yeah.
Two.
Oh my god, thank you for that.
Yes.
Care Bears the movie two.
Second.
Is it the second one?
Yes.
That's where the Care Bears cousins come in, and then the twins from the camp.
Oh shit, I gotta fucking call Bolt.
Logan.
Ear muffs, Logan. I gotta call F and BS on this.
I think
Google.
I think it's Care Bear too, because it's the girl wants to be camp champ, and then the evil guy.
No,
his memory on
the Care Bear cousins come from. There were two orphans that were friends of the Care Bears. I don't want to talk about this at all. They're friends of the Care Bears. And they get picked up by a traveling carnival, in which the assistant of the magician, who has like the Necronomicon, becomes possessed by the book and sends the Care Bear, some of the Care Bears that come to try and love him back to normal. They send him to another dimension where the Care Bear cousins live.
Can I interject?
Who has a device? Okay, Beth is looking it up. Josh?
The idea was, I'm not arguing with you about that's the like origin of the Care Bear cousins. I just mean to say that's how I remember the Care Bear cousins from Care Bears.
That's
the
movie part. That's two. Why we're doing the Nerds of the Roundtable.
There's a subtitle to Care Bears 2.
The squeakquel?
No. Well,
hang on. While you're thinking, Brenton's got a question.
What's the Necronomicon?
Do you not know what that
it's
is?
Not the, no. That's
the Necronomicon is like the Devil's Bible or whatever. It's in every horror flick ever, like Evil Dead and.
Is that what it's called? I thought it was like something else.
Yeah, like Army of Darkness, the book that's made of human flesh, and it like has a mouth and stuff.
Is that the one that Harry Potter jumps on?
No.
Under his bed, it's all fuzzy, and it's got like...
No, that is the... what's the book that Harry Potter jumps on?
Dustin.
The book?
The book.
The Monster Book of Monsters.
Yeah. Thank you.
I thought that's Dustin awesome. Would know.
It's the Monster Book of Monsters.
No, because he wasn't there at that podcast.
He left.
It's Dustin.
He had things to do. Do we have a ruling on the Care Bears?
We know that Care Bears
Care.
2
existed.
The subtitle
no,
is
I know
A New Generation.
Okay.
And that and it is
it's like Revenge of the Nerds 5.
Yeah.
The Next Generation. They did that.
No, was that 5? Which one was Nerds in Love?
Was 3. That 4?
I think
the
it was
one
4.
Where Booger gets married.
Yeah, I think it was 4.
They 3
was
to summer camp.
The new
Maybe
class.
3 was, like the Next Generation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that took a turn. Yes, sir.
2 was Nerds in Paradise. Okay.
Dustin.
Care Bear Movie 2, A New Generation.
Okay.
That's the subtitle.
And the Care Bear Cousins.
That's where the Care Bear Cousins interbreed with the Care Bears and make the New Generation.
Do they?
The elephant bear mix didn't work out, and they had to put him down. It was tragic.
I saw a completely different movie.
Oh, my bad.
Wait, in that one, does Soren stand on a mountain and like get sucked up by a ribbon?
What? Oh, okay, Generations? Okay, I got it. I was thinking you meant to say Sauron, and he's on the top of a tower, you know? And I was like,
he sees everything.
What?
Yeah.
No, Care Bears 2, the cousins do
okay,
come in.
We've
and
established...
They are at camp. They are.
Bologna sausage. Look up Care Bears the movie.
Meanwhile, in the woods. All right, hold on a second.
Meanwhile, in the woods. Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There they met three of his participants: a girl named Christy and her friends Don and John, and boastful boy nicknamed the Camp Champ.
The Camp
also defeats them in competitions and assignments.
Okay.
Signs of
I'm not. I'm not shooting. Saying that you guys are wrong about
summer camp.
Care Bears 2 being about the camp.
They travel.
I'm
to
saying,
Earth
look up the plot.
Camp.
Oh my god, I have a
right
taser.
Here.
I feel like
plot.
She's talking.
Let me see. Let me see.
Over her.
Let me
but...
see. Oh good. Oh. Let me see.
Plot. Plot.
Look at the plot of Care Bears the movie, the first one.
I think we're arguing about two separate things.
We are.
Yes.
I'm saying the Care Bear cousins came. They were introduced in the first Care Bears
probably,
movie.
Probably correct. I've only seen.
You're like Josh is like. I just don't want to see anybody get tased.
I
over
really
this.
Don't. I really don't.
He's so fun.
Get tased.
No, he's not talking
over
it.
That's kind of true.
You just need to do it now.
No, not while you're holding your phone.
Don't tase it. Is that
really? I'm not doing it. I'm not tasing
it. I don't want. Okay.
Because when it happened to me, I pooped a little.
I think you're going to grab onto me as you're being tased, and I'm going
to
get a
that happened to me when I got tased in the thigh.
Hold on, like this.
By a friend during a broadcast.
You're tased in the thigh. No.
When I got tased in the thigh. by a friend. I fell onto him and grabbed him, and it grounded me through him, and he, like, he got the worst end of it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for the Care Bears the movie.
The Care Bears movie is a 1985 animated fantasy film, the second feature production from the Toronto Animation Studio.
This is all something that you should have, like, proofread first.
Shut up. One of the first films based directly on a toy line to introduce the Care Bears characters and their companions, the Care Bear Cousins, in the film.
Introduce the Care Bear Cousins.
Well done. Well done.
Awesome.
We're done here.
All right, so that was Dustin's introduction into the show, and it turned into Care Bears. Josh, what have you done that was nerdy this week?
Oh, my God.
Do tell.
I just replayed Mario 64 to get 120 stars.
Nintendo. That's excellent.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, did you get the cannon and go up and see Yoshi?
Of course. Well, that's what happens when you get 120 stars. You know, but
I used to press the Game Shark button. Did the same thing.
You're a dirty cheater, man.
Yeah. What are you, Japanese?
You're a dirty cheater.
Oh, how gazama! Wow.
Britain.
What? It's really racist.
You like pumpkins?
I love pumpkins.
Do you eat them a lot?
I like pumpkins.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Oh, I had to go to summer camp a couple weeks ago with a kid from work, and one of the kids in the line would be like really slow, like not catch up with the group, and I'd just be like, "Hey, is your name Mustard?" He's like, "No," I said, "Then catch up!" He's yelling at 7 year olds.
Logan likes it. Logan likes it.
It's because Logan's awesome.
Yeah.
Who the heck do that?
So you played Mario 64 again? I've been recently like kind of just thinking about playing my Wii Mario games. I've got. There's Galaxy 1 and 2, and then Super Mario Brothers Wii. Thank you for the Reese's Pieces.
The new Super Mario Brothers, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to go through all of them again.
Yeah.
Before I spend the money on a Wii U.
I'm very Nintendo-oriented. Like, I don't play Xbox or PlayStation or anything. I'm very Nintendo-faithful.
Me too.
I bought a Wii specifically so I could play Twilight Princess and Mario Galaxy.
I'm sorry?
Twilight
Princess, Zelda, Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess.
Oh,
okay, thank you. I thought you meant Twilight.
You gotta put that at the beginning, because otherwise...
I'm sorry, I apologize.
I mean, not to say I was judging you there.
I'm sorry, I thought this was nerds at the round table. so I bought it specifically so I could play those two games, and then I beat them, and then I sold it, so I went back to Nintendo 64. I don't play it. I try not to play anything later than Nintendo 64.
Now, you know, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, that was an amazing game.
That's what I hear. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to play it because, you know, once again, I got rid of my Wii. But, I mean, I don't doubt it. I mean, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask are pretty far up there on my list. So.
Fair enough.
I gotcha.
Will you two stop talking? I'm going to have to separate you.
I'm talking quietly, and I guarantee you didn't hear it.
I bet it's on there.
Somebody probably because he drew something.
You know what? Tweet us at Rancor's Brothel. Hashtag I can hear Dustin.
You have one.
Or hashtag I can't hear Dustin.
You have Mario.
Let us know. Anyway.
how long? How far into it? At about 12 minutes and 40 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give or take. Josh, thank you for your input.
Absolutely.
Jeff, what have you been geeking out about lately?
Last week I started watching Lost for the first time.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Sorry, that was not meant by anyone. Everybody just looked at me.
Hey, my God.
Man.
I'm up to about season 3, about halfway through now.
I've not watched it. How is it?
It's so good.
It is really
so good.
Yeah, okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just as David Miller from...
Oh, yeah.
From college, you guys remember David Miller?
David Lamar Miller?
David Lamar Miller.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know this man.
He's half black. His,
Is that why his middle name is Lamar?
He's a, yeah.
No.
He's very...
Ironically. That's his Christian name.
Yeah.
David's the black part.
Yeah. He's very,
David Robinson.
He loves Lost, and he's very adamant about Lost, and when I started watching, he's like, yeah, you son of a... Good job. And so I was watching it, and he's like... And I said, you know what? The more I watch this, the more I feel like I am John Locke. And he's like, yes, you are, John. So, apparently...
So you're going to end up hanging from...
Oh, whoa!
Don't want to spoil anything!
Hanging from a pole.
No, I meant, upside down. I was going with the David Carradine thing.
Oh.
Well, but anyways...
Okay. Earmuffs, Logan.
I'm John Locke, and I'm awesome. And I'm John Locke.
I was just kidding. You
hey, well, all the here. Knives, it makes sense.
That's true.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I love Lost. How far are you into the series?
Right about halfway through season 3.
Isn't season 1 like... Okay, like, the story for Lost for me is that my now wife, who was just my roommate, season two was getting ready to come on TV, and she was like, you know, she's like, I need the TV Tuesday nights at 9 or whatever it came on. And we're like, fine, whatever. She started renting the first season because she wanted to rewatch it before season two came out. And so she's like, here, check this DVD out. She said, watch the pilot. It's a two-parter. If you don't like it, don't ever watch it again. I watched the pilot, and it's like a movie. It is like a cinematic event. It's so fun. And it became then for the next, like, 6 years, like, we would have Lost viewing parties when the show was on. Like, people were rushing outside during commercial breaks because we didn't have a TiVo back then. People were rushing outside during commercial breaks trying to smoke as fast as they can so they could come back in and watch it. And, like, we were all just, we would get so toasted because, like, we couldn't take the stress of waiting till the end of the episode to find out what the big reveal would be, you know, and stuff.
I can't imagine how you guys went week to week watching it.
Right?
I'm spoiled by Netflix.
Yeah, it's like, because you see one episode and you're like, you know what, I've got another 7-8 hours today that I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
So let me just, you know.
This is only another 45 minutes of sleep that I'm not going to get. I can make it through one more episode.
Right. Entire Saturday gone.
Yeah, this is only, you know, 1 month of my lifespan I'm going to sacrifice by the stress and not sleeping. I can go ahead and just power through. Absolutely 100% true on that, Jeff. God, I love that show. I mean, it got to the point when me and my wife actually started dating. Our lease was up, and she moved back home, which is like 200 miles from here, and I moved back to my parents' house, too. And we would watch Lost on the phone together. That Lost was like what brought us together.
That was like high school.
It was like high school, except we lived 200 miles away. What high school did you commute to? Jesus.
That's so cute.
Isn't it? Well, thanks. Whatever, we got married. We had a really awesome kid out of it. It works.
He's cute, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Little Joseph, right? He's all like, and you're like, I'm the king of poopy.
Ninja's a wizard.
Hello and welcome back. Anyway, again, this is the we're going to take a little break here, guys. We'll be right back. Thank you. And here's some words from
Beth,
our sponsors.
What have you geeked out on this past week? Or month? Or year?
Been watching Deadliest Catch, all-time favorite show on Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Is
it because Mike Rowe is the announcer?
No.
A lot of people love his voice. A lot of women really do.
He does have a great voice.
You know, he's a trained opera singer.
Mm-hmm. Is he really?
Yeah.
He was doing the Bounty commercials, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then his parents.
Bounty or Brawny.
Yeah. His parents are on a commercial as well, but for a different...
I drank out of the bottle.
Paper towel. And he's on that commercial.
That's funny.
Yeah. I thought that kind of weird.
Do you know Mike Rowe has been to Indianapolis? He did a whole episode from in Plainfield, is the International School of Chimney Sweeps.
Was it for his dirty...
Yeah,
it was
for dirty jobs. And like, but the the episode starts with like him at the circle downtown.
Yeah.
And he's just asking people, where's the International School of Chimney Sweeps? And nobody knows about
it. I've never heard of it.
And he's like, well, it's 8 miles west of here. Like, oh, really? Wow.
People still get their chimney sweeped? What?
I mean, I still burn in mine, but I sweep it myself. I have a chimney brush in my garage. Stop throwing ketchup, you two. I have a taser.
Do you get up on the roof butter? And...
Dustin, tase her.
What do you like to... you like to throw butter.
So what attracts you to the Deadliest Catch? What makes it your thing this week?
It's deadly.
It is the deadliest. Hardest job ever. Like, totally.
They get paid a lot, don't they?
They do, I mean...
It's like one time, though. Yep. So you have your two seasons, OPs and Reds. And after that, you're set for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you do, like, salmon or do another type of fishing as well.
You've got to be really good with money management. I mean, you can get a whole year's salary, no problem, in one sitting.
Yeah, you can get $80,000.
Yeah, but I can also blow through $80,000 in a really good week. I mean,
yeah.
Well, and, you know, they're up in Alaska, and a lot of them live in that area, of course.
Hey, Beth.
Alcohol and what have you.
Yeah. Do you like, since you like Deadliest Catch, do you like Bering Sea Gold?
Is that is that when they're actually looking for the gold?
Yeah, when they dredge the...
Oh. I have not seen that one.
I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you know, along the line of the...
I'm like, okay, thanks.
There's the recent trend in television right now of the blue-collar, like, working man's reality show. And there's one in Spencer coming out.
What is that?
On Discovery Channel. I can't remember what it's called now, but it's just about this guy that all he does is sell auto parts and almost fully naked. And it's him and his like two best friends. And one of the guys lives with eight bears. He has
like
eight bears,
real bears
on his, yeah, like real bears. They live on his property. It's just fenced in. They come in his house and stuff.
Oh.
So look for that next month on Discovery Channel. I can't remember the name of it. They talked about it on Q95 this week.
Well, I think I'm getting rid of cable just to save money going to Netflix and Hulu. So
fair enough.
I'm going to show you a website.
I'm going to
show you a website that,
<hoo-hoo-dilly. laughs>
that you can watch almost any TV show or movie that you'd like. Yeah. But I'm not going to put it on here in case, whatever. So.
Yes. Says the guy who literally set off a Class C misdemeanor in your backyard.
And that's being racist.
And that's as much as we're saying.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And he technically doesn't own the property, right?
Pipe cleaner?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Pipe cleaner's in the dick. Huh?
Oh, my.
So, anywho.
Butler.
Besides that, I feel kind of odd. I like Second Life. Ever heard of that one? Second Life?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you suck at life.
I do.
What?
Second Life.
That's a really weird place to confess that, nerds of the round table.
Ow. Damn. No, Second Life. Your eyes.
It's a very bright flashlight, yes. We all understand. Please keep in mind that this is a auditory medium, and you should describe what is happening to you. You should have done that.
I just scooped up some butter with this
should
meat.
Also speak louder. We're on the radio.
Dustin is eating chunks of pork cutlets.
With butter?
With butter. And nothing else.
Is that good? Butter?
Ah, oh, my heart! My heart!
There's no bread. There's no cheese.
No.
There's no sauce. Just butter.
When I'm really bored, I'll just get on Second Life and
and Matt's following
fly suit. Around and.
Is that, I mean, what exactly do you do in Second Life? Is it like The Sims where you have a character or like
you
a
do
family?
Have avatar, but
oh, yeah.
Everything yeah. you can do in real life, you can do in Second Life. Anything you can imagine and create, you can do in Second Life. You can do any type of persona, that type of deal. There's all those.
What if you want to be a serial killer?
You can be. I'm sure there's sense for that. There's vampires. There's lycans. There's hybrids. I mean, anything, seriously, you can think of. They have. There's a Disney, quote unquote, Disney World there, quote unquote.
What if I want to be a boring warranty administrator?
You can.
You can do that, but you have to light gasoline fires.
I already do that in my first life, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just go there. Talk to random people from all of. But I love what I love about it is I have found some great music that I would never hear at any.
Thought you were gonna say pictures of vaginas.
They do have a lot of places that you can go to see that as well.
But they're only so. Wow.
And they're probably fake, and you probably have to pay for that as well.
Now, are we talking like Grenade and a Meat Market?
They have those too. And sometimes you never quite know until you talk to a person over voice if they're a guy or a girl. So you gotta be wary.
Even then, you're still like,
you're still.
So I'm sorry,
worried.
Sir.
Ma'am,
I'm a lady.
Yeah.
You know. My name is Buttercup.
Yeah. But the music scene, I mean, live musicians seriously play on there. I've heard some really great music.
Candy cane.
Wow.
Oh my god. No, it was a. Yeah.
That's the movie with like Paul Walker.
Yeah, and... Joyride, yeah.
Wow. Deep.
Candy cane.
Deep.
That, the voice was the guy, the Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. What is that guy's name? He was also in the original Fast and the Furious. People say
he was.
People say he kind of looks like my dad.
He was in Mark, too. And he was in Flubber.
Yeah, he was in Flubber. He kept getting hit by the bowling ball.
Fire. Yes! Thank you!
Yeah.
Yes!
That movie's awesome.
I didn't mean to hit you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. You just hit this.
Brenton.
Yeah.
A fan?
Yeah.
Is that a fan?
Where'd you get that?
I've had that for a while.
Oh.
You didn't hit this one yet, though.
So it looks like fan blades.
I'm not into turtle power yet.
No. We're showing tattoos off. Mine is Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
So, there's a heartogram underneath it.
Are you going to love song me?
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
I'm sure you do. You have to wear sleeves at work now.
Damn it.
She just, there's birds all over the place in here.
I have three others.
Three other birds?
Wow.
Thank you. Dustin, or Brenton.
Yes.
What did you geek out on this past week?
Well, I actually have started watching a show called Person of Interest, and the main character from it is the main character from the Count of Monte Cristo movie that was released in like 2005, 2003, something
Jim
like that.
Jim Caviezel?
Is that his name?
The guy that played Jesus?
Jesus
from Passion of the Christ. Yeah. And then the guy...
You could have said the guy from Passion of the Christ.
Well, but I haven't seen that.
Oh. But so. That's still...
But we know
he
how
played,
it is.
He played Jesus Christ in a movie.
Okay, so...
And you're like, oh, The Count of Monte Cristo. Oh, I know that movie.
You wanted to throw out Alexander Dumas. I get it.
But no, okay, so...
Alexander Dumbass. His name's Dumbass.
He's the main character. And then the guy that helps him... That helps him do what they're doing, which basically, I'll explain the premise in a second, but what the guy that helps him do what they're doing is Benjamin Linus from Lost. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him getting that show after Lost was done.
And it's and there's actually been a couple of other kind of cameos, like the second in command of Benjamin Linus, like that other guy that gets, I can't say it because...
Oh, shit. I know what you mean.
Yeah. And then also... who's the guy with all the money?
I think there was a spoiler.
Wait, you know what? Spoilers. If you haven't finished Lost, cover your ears. And don't sing to yourself. But now talk quieter, but aim towards the mic.
We'll give it 20 seconds. So one of the guys in there is Benjamin Linus's second guy, and he gets stabbed
You mean Carbonell? The Nestor Carbonell, the guy that played the mayor in Batman?
I think so, yeah.
And yeah. The guy that had too much eyelider.
And he marries the doctor lady.
Too much eyeliner?
Yeah.
No. The guy that's married to
the doctor.
The guy that was on Law or on Battlestar.
Yeah,
that we watched. Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right, you're good. You're good, Losties.
You're good.
20 seconds.
And then there's a cameo appearance by God. Who is the rich dude? Who's the guy's that lady's dad?
Oh, Penny's dad.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
He's the guy with the boat and
son of a bitch.
Whatever, he was a complete dick. I know who you're talking about. Complete dick from the show.
He's so far appeared in there. They've had a couple of Lost cameos. I don't know if there's been any more, and I just missed them so far. But
that's like when you watch Justified, and like everybody that was ever on Deadwood, except for Ian McShane, went on that show.
There's actually been a couple people from Justified on this show.
Nice.
So, well, just one guy so far. But
I love crossovers. You know, FX did this thing last year where they did like people from one show would be on another. So they had...
that is what it's called, a crossover.
Yeah, but they had like one of the newbies from Sons of Anarchy, the fat guy with the glasses that I relate to a lot.
Chris Farley?
No. but he's from Sons of Anarchy. He's
God their, rest his soul.
One of their probationary members on Sons of Anarchy was on Justified, and Timothy Oliphant was on The League. And, Walton Goggins, the guy that, you know, Boyd Crowder from Justified, he was on Sons of Anarchy playing a transsexual
whore.
He's
such a badass. They're all every single person.
He played a transgender whore, and then you're like, he's such a badass.
No, everybody from Justified.
Because he does what he wants.
Everybody from Justified is a badass.
Yeah.
Timothy Oliphant, Boyd Crowder.
Patton
Oswalt.
Bernard from The Tail End of the Plane. He's on the show. Jeff, there's no cell phones! No cell phones! I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Jeez!
Jeff, did you talk about what you geeked out about this week? I can't remember. You were lost. Yeah. Everybody gone?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
That's it.
Brandon, I want to thank you for making pork cutlets and setting them on the table in front of us as I've been mowing on them. They're delicious.
Mow, 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 mow. Nom, 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 nom.
Anything else out there in the world right now? I know Logan here went and saw Wolverine this week. Anybody going to go see Wolverine?
Soon.
Like, I would like to this weekend, but I don't think I can.
I saw Epic
a couple weeks ago. That was really fun.
That was good.
Yeah. That was a really fun kids movie. Like,
it is a very awesome show.
It totally is a very awesome show. You're correct, sir. Good job.
What? I feel like we talked about this. What's a Rancor?
Fuck you.
No, let's do the other part of the title. What's a brothel?
What's a brothel?
Logan,
no,
you know what a brothel is?
Wow! And we're going to take another commercial break here at the brothel. Listen to the messages from the good people here at Good House Geeking. New magazine coming out.
Because that's how Warwick Davis talks.
Oh, you're racist against midgets. Hi, welcome back.
Little people.
Whatever.
We're going PC here.
Oh, are we?
Sorry.
Okay. Does that stand for
hey, Logan Earmuffs? Where's he at?
Upstairs.
Hey, fuck your twat. How's that for PC?
Did that come back?
You gotta go through one of the bedrooms, buddy. Either.
It doesn't matter.
They have weird relations in there.
I had a little trouble trying to find the bathroom myself.
Did you get up in a closet?
I kept walking towards.
Well, okay.
First, closet. Light switch still doesn't work.
I kept looking in the top drawer. There are dressers for it. I couldn't find it, but I found this weird pink thing that buzzes.
So there's three rooms upstairs, and the bathroom connects.
And a sex swing.
The bathroom's in the middle of both.
First, you walk up the stairs. There's three doors. The middle door is definitely a closet. A linen closet.
Yeah, but we've been saying the whole night that if you have to use the bathroom, go through
the
bedrooms.
I go to the one on the right, and I couldn't tell that there was like a little, go around a little bit.
So then you went into my room and found the secret drawer.
Then there's, yes. Well, I found the three meth closets.
Welcome to Narnia.
I was just going to say, at least to Narnia.
Well, and then your light switch doesn't work, so I'm kind of fumbling in the blind.
See, right there is a great idea for an internet sketch, a YouTube sketch, right? A fat, hairy guy in a Tumnus outfit, okay? Right? And somebody's at a party trying to find the bathroom, and they go into and the bathroom line is just horribly long, so they go upstairs, and they go into the master bedroom, and they're trying to find the bathroom, and they open a walk-in closet, and Mr. Tumnus is just in there, sniffing panties, and he's like, wrong door! And it's like, end scene, fade to black. Right there. I think we could do this.
I think we could do this.
Who wants goat hair taped to them? Anybody? All right, Dustin's in.
Dustin, you don't even. We don't even need.
Well, we just spent 2 minutes recording bullshit, so this is good.
Oh, okay.
The list of our verses. We are going to do an automatic elimination. We're going to get down to two, maybe three people here. Okay.
Okay.
So, number one, the Witch King of Angmar. That's the head ring wraith in Lord of the Rings. The one that the broad from Edoras had to cut the head off. I like Edoras.
What about her ass?
It's called Edoras, and my last name's Eder, so it's Edoras.
It's Eowyn, right?
Eowyn.
Okay.
Edoras?
Edoras?
Who's Edoras?
Okay, either way, Witch King of Angmar. Next is Jon Arbuckle.
Where's Angmar?
God damn it. Zach Brannigan. This is misspelled. There's two N's in Brannigan. Matt's mom. That'd be Darlene Eder. Red Hulk.
She probably has some superpowers.
She probably does. Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Is one of those superpowers judging me? And Wolverine. And not listening to my shows. That's also a superpower. Mm-hmm. So Witch King of Angmar, wow. Jon Arbuckle, Zach Brannigan, Matt's mom, Red Hulk, Bruce Willis, and Wolverine. Who's for sure in the fight? Do we want to throw the two soups out? Because a lot of these are just humans with no powers.
Dude, Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
End all be all of awesome.
Okay, we can tell who you picked, so.
Let's take out the actual.
Take out, like, Wolverine and Red Hulk?
Yeah.
Because the rest of them are just people and one's a ghost.
At some point, can we do a Wolverine versus Red Hulk?
Yeah, because, I mean, Wolverine versus Hulk, we know how that works, so.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. We could do Wolverine versus Red Hulk. Next issue of the Rank Wars Brothel. We'll go ahead and call that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we've narrowed the list down to Bruce Willis, Matt's mom. Again, I'm going to say mom from now on. That's my mom. Zach Brannigan, Jon Arbuckle, and the Witch King of Angmar. Again, probably throw out the Witch King.
Can I have a refresher of who Zach Brannigan is?
Zach Brannigan. Is the leader of Dupe, which is the Star Trek of Futurama. It's the military force. He's the commander in chief.
Oh, the one that's always hitting on Layla?
Yes.
He's the one
who always wears deep velour uniforms.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't wear any pants.
Yes. Yeah, he doesn't wear any pants.
He's kind of like really Duffman.
Yeah. Well, he's probably the same guy, actually.
It kind of looks like
him. I mean, they're both made by Matt Groening, so.
Groening.
So, Jon Arbuckle, Zach Brannigan, my mom, or Bruce Willis? Who gets left off there? Jon Arbuckle?
I was just going to say that.
Jon Arbuckle's not going to do anything besides make lasagna and be shit on by everybody around him.
He's
emo.
I don't even know who that is.
He's emo.
That's
Garfield's owner.
Oh.
Call in Garfield and Otis as sidekicks?
No.
I kind of want to do...
It's Odie.
Sorry.
Otis was the drunk in Mayberry.
Womp, womp, womp. Epic failure. Taze.
There's also the dog in Milo and Otis.
Yeah, but his name is in the title. That doesn't count, man. Mine was more obscure.
Nope.
I got nothing. You win. God damn tase me.
Right. I won't tase you, bro.
Ah! Okay. Okay.
Oh.
That is...
It's gotta be doing it to someone else.
It's much better at a bachelor party.
Huh?
It's much better at a bachelor party.
It's much better if you actually put it on you and then turn it on.
It's actually not as rowdy.
I know, but it just hurts more.
They tried
like
both.
It. I don't like
one,
it much.
One, two, three.
you don't hear it though.
Silent but deadly.
You should tase your Johnson.
My wife's maiden name is Johnson, so we can make this work. Actually, Natalie, I'm coming home.
Natalie, I'm coming. Okay, she has a couple sisters too.
Put down the rubber sheets.
Zap Brannigan, Matt's mom, and Bruce Willis in a fight. Let's go. Open conversation. Nobody talk over anybody else.
What are your mom's powers?
Hand up. Josh wins.
Shit.
Okay. Can we narrow Bruce Willis down to a specific character?
How about a specific time period?
Okay.
Do we want 80s Bruce Willis, 90s, or 2000s?
I think we should narrow it down to... Well,
you want to go
let's
with
not
movie?
Split hairs. Let's just... It's John McClane.
Yeah.
But...
No, I think it's the Hudson Hawk.
Which five John McClanes are we going with?
The bad one.
One of the last two?
Yeah, like the one when he's 56 or the one when he's a 29-year-old.
Exactly.
Like,
I think from Die Hard 1. Die Hard 1, Bruce Willis.
Just okay. Die Hard 1, Bruce Willis. Got it. Beth, question or comment.
I was thinking...
Quement.
Concern?
Quement. Nerdist. Good job.
Love it.
It's a quest.
Hey, Beth. What are you saying, man?
Jesus Christ, Beth, talk.
I was thinking in the 2000s, Bruce Willis, because then he goes, it's your mom, because they're the same age.
That's a good point.
Who's there of?
But it's still Bruce Willis.
I really think, honestly, my mom could take Bruce Willis.
You're happy his mom could take Bruce Willis.
My mom is...
Does she listen to this?
No. She doesn't listen to any of this shit. No. She said something the other day. She's like, God, why won't you support me in this? I was like, I don't know. Have you listened to any of the 200 hours of podcasts I've made on the internet in the past year? And she said, no. I was like, well, there you go. I birthed you. I gave you life. I was like, exactly. I'm doing that for my son. I'm passing, paying it forward.
How old is your mom?
We were having a fight. No. Mom was born in 59, so she'll be 54 this year.
Wow, your mom's young.
Yeah,
I mean... She got married when she was 19, and they had
whoa
22
kids.
No, she had me at 22.
Oh, I was like, what?
I'm an only child. Okay. I'm not. Let's get that out there. Just me.
Your mom and Bruce Willis from 2000.
Yeah. Well, and Zap Brannigan.
Do you want to have a fit?
No, leave Zap Brannigan out.
A threat? No.
Okay. He poses no threat. Mm-hmm. Please, baby. The will is there. The flesh is spongy and weak.
I made it with a woman.
I have made it with a woman. Oh, God. That's a great episode of that show. That was with Bea Arthur before she died. She was the
Femme Peter.
Thank you.
A moment of silence for Bea Arthur.
No. She was Maude, too, so F her.
Also, Pussycat? Was it from Golden Girls?
I'll show you some Pussycat.
Yeah, you will.
Whoa.
I have four of them at home.
You have three cats. What are you talking about?
It's
about your vagina. Okay.
Oh.
Matt's mom and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
From the same age range of 55 years old, 54 years old, whatever.
Can your mom fire a gun?
Yes. Can she do it fast or accurately? No.
Can she walk on broken glass?
This is 2000.
But he still did it.
Oh, we're going in the year 2000?
Aren't we? Because we wanted...
Like
kind of in the prime, little, like right at 40. Like they haven't started the slow descent into death. Yeah. I mean...
It was the point in time where Bruce Willis was like, no, I'm not too old for this.
Okay.
So Die Hard 3 with a vengeance.
Yeah.
That's 91 or 93.
Wasn't that?
Yeah.
How late was... when was...
We're thinking about like Red.
Red 3 or Die Hard was what, like 2003?
That was like 2006, I think.
Well, yeah, Red and Red 2.
Red 2 just came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Red was 2010.
I stained my mat.
Get it off of me.
Whatever.
2000.
Watch that.
I don't know.
Stain remover.
So like Under the Sun.
Well, okay. Like here's a point. My mom has something called fibromyalgia, which is like just pain through her body at a constant rate throughout her life.
So she has huge pain tolerance.
She has a huge pain tolerance now. In 2000, it wasn't diagnosed. So at that point, she just was like uncomfortable all the time, mm-hmm. and you know, not the most pleasant woman to be around, but still my mom and a wonderful person.
How can she cook?
I'm making all this up. My mom is great. But how can she cook? Amazing. She can make really good food. We're French. Her mom was born in France, was a French war bride, and so she really, really brings a pride to French cuisine, and she'll do the whole four course.
Can she make me a crepe?
Does she make fresh pasta?
Like, make the actual noodles?
Homemade pasta. Yes, homemade pasta.
Does she stomp her own grapes?
She does that. No.
I need to come eat at your mom's house.
She does not stomp her own grapes, because she doesn't make her own wine. Her father always did. But,
okay, here's the thing.
Yes, sir.
So when we're children, you know, we've got this, you know, inherent thing to please our parents or whatever. So when you're a small child, if your mother does something, you know, and you're like afraid of her for like a small instance because you just don't want to piss her off.
Yeah.
In your adult life, and we'll call it 18 and up.
Okay.
Has your mother ever done anything that makes
I'm 30.
That makes you think like.
Yeah. No, I got you.
I don't.
Yes.
I'm 30.
Yes.
Last year, almost a year, been a year ago last week, my mother went to, does everybody know what Hallville is?
Mm-hmm.
Hallville is the, like, it's our south central in Indianapolis. It's the ghetto of which you do not go.
West Terre Haute.
Yeah, it's West. Yeah, it's West Tee. No, yeah. It's not West Tee.
Oh.
It's
not as bad or better.
No, it's way better.
Oh, okay.
It's way better than that. I'm just kidding. It's worse crime wise. Much more violent criminals.
But better if you're not a redneck.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Hallville, like when people started emigrating at the turn of the century, emigrating at a mass rate, you know, some of you're sick, you're poor, you're tired, you're cold, whatever, hungry. The city of Indianapolis said, move here. We have plenty of land available. Move here. And they even segmented areas of land, and they allotted them for people of whatever country. So another part of Mom's family is Slovenian. And Hallville was the land allotted for Slovenian folks. So my church is still there. My great-grandfather built it. The Slovenian National Home, of which I'm a member of a private club, is in Hallville. It also has a 12-foot high fence with barbed wire around it because it's in the middle of the fucking ghetto.
So
sorry.
What being a member?
Not
like,
done.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So a year ago, Mom at Crossbar Church is a young African American gentleman who is what I believe they would call a gangbanger.
Okay.
He raises fighting pit bulls.
Was he wearing a do-rag?
No, it's not that. I'm not saying he's a gangbanger because he was black. I'm saying he's both of these things at the same time.
He's black.
I met the guy
because he's a gangbanger.
No, he's a... What? Oh, okay, whatever. Anyway, he raises fighting pit bulls in his yard, right? Yeah, and so one of them gets really effed up, okay? Mom sees the dog trying to convalesce in the yard. 100-degree heat. It was during the drought last summer. There's no water outside. There's no food. There's flies on the dog. The dog is going blind in one eye. It's all milky and shit. So my mom goes over with a set of bolt cutters... And in the evening, into the ghetto, alone, to rescue a hurt fighting pit bull. Okay,
your mom's badass.
That was
she
a,
is.
That went a
the guy comes out.
Way different direction than I thought.
And says,
"What the?
What are you doing? Are you feeding that? Are you feeding those dogs?" He was punishing the dog for losing the fight. Right.
Nice.
And she said, no, I've just, he looks unhealthy. I was going to take him to the vet. And the guy's like, he's not even my dog. Get him off my property at that point. Because he's like, there's a white lady here and a nice Buick. Like,
yeah, and someone's going to pay for the vet bills and
not me. Yeah, so he immediately turned around. She's like, help me get him in my car. And fucking banger. Gets the dog out, picks it up, puts it in the backseat of my mom's Buick. And that is Luca Brazzi Etter, is a wonderful member of our family now. Mom nursed him back to health, but she went into the hood and she's got more balls than Bruce Willis, is all I'm saying. She went into the hood to rescue a convalescing, fighting pit bull at a gangbanger's backyard.
All right, what's Bruce Willis done? Let's go.
Got mad at Kevin Smith.
The pansy end. Ass.
Wow. Yeah.
Which Kevin Smith?
The running back for the Detroit Lions.
Wait, because whenever
Detroit Lions, their colors are white and handicap parking space blue. 3 years ago, the Detroit Lions had no legs. Their record wouldn't have changed that year.
Is it Detroit or Detroit?
Whatever, it's bankrupt now. It's about to be called Searsville.
Searsville. Okay.
Forrest Gump says Cleveland. He was from Detroit. I always go by Forrest Gump.
Thank you for that.
If you have to follow someone, Forrest Gump. You know. He's always got chocolate.
So what does Bruce Willis got against my mom? Bruce Willis ever rescue pit bulls from gangbangers in the hood? And then have the balls to ask him to lift the dog and put it in my car?
I think Bruce Willis, maybe they're not fighting, maybe they're cooking together. It's a versus. Who can cook better? Bruce Willis or your mom?
I've never seen Bruce Willis cooking anything. Anybody? No. I've seen a lot of Bruce Willis movies.
He goes on a Letterman.
He did own one-third of Pat Planet Hollywood. I'll give him that.
He's an owner of Sobieski Vodka. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Logan said.
Dan Aykroyd runs a liquor store.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd owns Crystal Skull Vodka. Yeah.
Crystal Head.
Whatever.
I don't know. I thought maybe there would be like a German that was picked in the verses. Some kind of a German that Bruce Willis could take care of. But since we have
my mom's like maiden name is Hans. No, I'm just kidding.
But she's isn't she French?
She's French. She's French. Grandpa was the first born in America from his family, and then Grandma was born in Bolbec, France.
What are the perks of being in a private Slovenian club?
They have Amberbach and Sun King on tap.
Oh,
that's pretty. That's pays for the membership right there.
Friday nights dinner. Saturday nights drinking all day, watching games.
Karaoke night.
It's a private bar. I mean, it's a bar where I can go, and I know that like nobody's gonna be. There's gonna be like super loud, partying, stupid, drunk young people.
Do they take...
I can just sit there and have a relaxing cocktail. Yes.
Can I come with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do they take people and work on them in dark rooms in a rusty building, cut them open and take their parts out and whatnot, play doctor?
In Slovenia, yeah. Like, are you talking about, a hostel?
Yeah.
Yeah, Slovenia's Eastern Europe all the way. Okay. I mean, the capital city is Ljubljana, and it has like 100,000 people max in it. So
of Slovenia.
Yeah, we have more people like within a 10-block radius of us now. Think of that.
Do they whip me with these branches in a sauna?
Hopefully.
What?
Only if you beg.
Okay. Bruce, so Bruce, what's Bruce Willis going to do to my mom?
Whip her with branches.
I mean, really, Bruce Willis is a Hollywood actor. Like Harrison Ford, when he leaves the movie studio and he goes home he has 6 weeks off, he's a carpenter. He's a man.
We should have picked...
Okay? What does Bruce Willis do?
We should have picked Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh.
That'd be a good one.
That'd been better for cooking and
he could beat
for,
the shit out of him.
For ass-kicking, yeah.
He used to play soccer.
I think we have.
What the fuck? Thank you.
So I think what Bruce Willis is going to do, he's going to initiate a fight with your mom, then he's going to leave for 15 years. I think that's what he'll do.
Battery's going to marry my mom, pretend to be the happiest couple in Hollywood, and then just randomly divorce, and then my mom's going to marry Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
But he'll still
and
hang
be in Charlie's Angels,
them.
Too.
Yeah. But he'll still be...
Bruce Willis still hung
He'll still be
around. Yeah, he did. That was weird. Does anybody else think Rumor Willis is the ugliest celebutante ever?
Who?
Rumor Willis. Their oldest daughter, Demi and Bruce.
I don't
She's an odd-shaped face.
She has Bruce Willis's face on a woman's body.
I haven't seen her.
Oh, my God. It's so gross. So we're going to Google that shit. Bring it up on the phone.
Get it.
Continuing the discussion. Dustin, you haven't chimed in at all.
No.
You know both my mother and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
You know Bruce Willis? Really?
Personally.
Yeah. Wow.
They were in Boy Scouts together.
Mm-hmm.
Silence.
Now we're talking about Die Hard with a Vengeance, Bruce Willis. Is he allowed to bring Samuel L. Jackson as a tag team? Because that Mace Windu...
I would hate to say that my mom might ask Mace Windu to put a dog into the backseat of her car. Yeah. I'm just saying. Not Jesus! Do I look Mexican to you? Zeus, mother... Looking at pictures of Rumor Willis.
Wow.
Isn't that gross?
I'd hit her in that picture, but not that one.
That's her regular face. Makeup. Look at the smoky eyes. That's disgusting. Look at oh my God, the profile. It's like a parrot's beak.
Dude, look at that one.
Ah!
She has another daughter, right?
She's like Jackie Chan's daughter dipped in shit.
She has a second daughter, right?
Yeah, they have like three or four kids.
Jackie Chan has a daughter?
I don't know. She looks Asian is what I was saying. I was being racist.
Well, I don't know.
The only time he'll claim that he's racist.
I'm not racist!
She's like...
You said it! It's on there!
She's like a half-bagger.
She's a butterface?
Butterface, yeah. She's got a rockin' bod, but, you know, that doesn't do it anymore.
And I think she's
when
a model,
Google
too.
Her, it comes up Rumor Willis chin.
What?
She has a predominant...
So maybe she is part Asian.
That's like, I had a boss once that looked just like Maggie Gyllenhaal. And I told her that, and she said, that's, you know, like, she said, do you mean that in a good way? And I said, what do you mean? And she goes to Google and types Maggie Gyllenhaal, and the third thing that comes up is Maggie Gyllenhaal, ugly. I was like, no, I meant she was in The Dark Knight, and she's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about how she, like,
or in every
looks
other...
quality-wise. Please don't fire me.
She has an old lady face.
My question in the verses is, where are they, and... what sort of weapons are available?
That is a great question, nice. And we will be back to that after this.
Like blood in your beard.
Oh my god. Welcome back.
I'm scared to drink it.
Dustin brought up a really great point that we had not brought up the setting for this versus yet.
Like
so, I've got the 20 cider. Who wants to roll it?
Me.
Logan. Throw it right here, buddy.
Logan, what's your middle name?
Howlett. James Howlett.
Alexander. Weapon X.
Alexander? That was one of my favorite summons in Final Fantasy.
Yeah. You can teach him Pearl. He taught you Pearl.
He's a bad mother.
16.
That's the center of the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. The infield of the Daytona 500 has not only regular parking, it also has a forested area.
And rednecks.
And a pond.
And a lot of beer.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of them have a body of water on the inside. Even the 500's got
any
it.
Any particular reason?
For a fire put out. Oh, it's in case of catastrophic failure. So in a particularly bad turn, if say it's not an oval course, it's a road course, where you're most likely to go off the road, there will be water near there. It's kind of a fun fact. I don't know. But yeah, in the middle of the Daytona, there is a body of water. Very just cool. Like a water trap at the golf course here in R500.
I like it.
Good. I didn't ask, but good.
Approved.
Here's my opinion.
So Mom and Bruce Willis in the middle of the Daytona 500. I already got to go with Mom for the edge because Mom literally grew up one block from the track. When Grandpa got home from the war in 46 and made my Uncle Danny with Grandma.
At the bulge.
Wow.
The bulge. Your prepositions are off, sir. He built a house that then in 1980, he sold to my mom and dad.
1907.
So I lived in that house, too, until I was 5 years old. It's literally like, from my house now on the west side, I live about, as the crow flies 3 miles from the track, you can hear the cars.
That's
going
awesome.
Around, but from my
I mean,
as the crow
line.
Flies means a
thank
straight line.
Thank you.
Dense
thank
idiot.
You.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Whoa!
You want to tase me?
Yes.
I'll let you do it in a minute.
Thank you.
Neck.
But from that house, you could hear the announcer. To the point that Grandma and Grandpa used to climb a tree in the yard to watch the race.
You've told that story
so,
before. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
The announcer, whose voice we all know, I don't recall his name, but. It's like one out of every...
Dale Carnegie, I think his name was?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like one out of
He's
every...
He's dead now. I mean, it's Dave Calabro now.
Well, in his prime, one out of Dave every Calabro. Six people in the world have heard his voice.
Yeah?
Like, he's the most heard voice out of anybody in the whole world.
That's so cool. Yeah. I once had a teacher that was the 12th most published man in the world. I was like, number one is Jesus, so that's pretty good.
Well, who was he?
James Chesbro?
Chesbro.
Never heard of him.
James Chesbro! I said he was the 12th most published man, not the most read man. I think J.K. Rowling beat him out in that.
Yeah.
Did he have a bulge?
So, I gotta give Mom... Mom knows how to navigate a track. I mean, like, from the age of one, she left me the babysitter to go to the race.
I just feel like navigating a track is pretty simple.
But she has French Tourette's.
You just turn to the left.
Turn left.
Another
but it's the
turn!
Center of the track.
Oh, gotcha.
Turning doesn't matter. She just
another turn.
Is this like race day or?
Yeah, it's race day.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, that was implied.
Oh, it's race day.
It's full of people.
Nice big crowd.
Yeah.
Nice.
During Bruce Willis is getting mobbed by a crowd. Let's Jeff speak that up. Good job.
Yeah. Everybody's gonna see Bruce Willis.
I mean,
mob. Bam.
The 500 holds between 250,000 and 400,000 people at our track. I got to imagine Daytona as the most popular NASCAR race holds just as, the same amount. Beth?
Does he have bodyguards to help him prevent the bombing?
He's
spit it out.
John McClane, there he is.
We're talking about Bruce Willis from the movie. So did John McClane have bodyguards? No.
He had Samuel L. Jackson.
He also didn't get mobbed. Especially not at the Daytona 500.
Wait, is he wearing
John McClane isn't as popular.
Double standard. He's pointed out.
He's from New York. He's not from.
So, which is he? Is he wearing?
I don't even know where Daytona 500
is
at.
Is John?
It's in Daytona, Florida. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I was fucking making that up. You went for it. Thank you.
Is John wearing his sign from Harlem?
Oh, that wouldn't matter in Daytona. There wouldn't be anybody that would be offended. Okay. I'm sorry. I've known one. Like when we went to the,
we drowned him.
We went down to the track last night to watch all the haulers coming with all the NASCAR cars on the haulers. H A U L E R.
Holla!
They haul the cars in.
Oh my god.
Anyway, there was one black guy. Literally,
I believe
he had a purple hat on. Like I noticed him that much.
I have a
because of the hat.
No, because he stood out like a black guy at a NASCAR.
You seem really lost.
He smelled really good though. He had amazing cologne. You know, not even lying. I wanted to stop and ask him like, what it was. So good. Yeah, I walked past. I've been smoking this, non-cigarette device, and I was like, I can smell again. That gentleman smells amazing.
You know, if he if it had been night, you wouldn't have seen him.
Okay, now I was going stereotypes. You went full blown racist.
No, he had a bright purple hat on. You still would have seen.
Oh, that's true. Purple does reflect not much light.
It needs royalty,
but I do.
Needs royalty.
Okay, he had on purple shorts and a matching purple hat with a white and purple plaid shirt. So the white in the shirt would have showed up. I would have seen him.
You know, I don't understand why is NASCAR or whatever such a racist sport. I went there.
It's not racist. It's boring.
I went to the Brickyard 400, and there was a guy sitting literally next to me and two rows down.
Wait!
Say that again.
Literally next to me and two rows down.
Okay.
So we can all paint a picture.
First of all, you were in another dimension because the physical properties of this dimension do not work that way. But yes,
you say literally, but yet two.
He had
figuratively next to me, but literally two rows ahead. Yeah.
His shirt was off the whole time. He was a traditional redneck. He had tattoos on him that looked like all the stuff from Raiders of the Lost Ark, like. All of the racist Nazi.
There's a skull.
Oh, I thought you meant like there was. No. I thought there was like the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. There was a Nazi getting beaten into a propeller on an airplane. I got so excited. There's a guy with a scimitar being shot in the chest.
Ripped out of his chest.
I got so. That's Temple of Doom, Beth. You just killed all the fun. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yes.
What if you had like Karen Allen on this?
Yeah,
but
geez.
Just Karen Allen.
Well, no, but he just—he had a whole bunch of swastikas and all the other like he had like the pole flag. The pole flag thingies. What's it?
I know the feeling.
The pole flag swastika McJunkies.
They actually have a swastika.
He had multiple ones tattooed.
Maybe
on
he's a Buddhist.
That could be, I guess.
That's a Buddhist
symbol.
Maybe he's a redneck American Indian.
Hey, you know what? He really could have been a Buddhist, except for the tattoo on his forehead that said, I hate N-words. Yeah. So.
Clarification. Is it American Indian or Native American Indian?
Are you a Caucasian American?
Yeah.
Then it's you are? Then it's Native American.
I'm Caucasian and not American.
But is that what you want to be called?
American.
Is that what you want to be called?
Yeah.
Really?
A Caucasian American.
Okay. If I ever hear you say white again, I will punch you in the throat.
I want people to know.
Native American or American Indian.
When I fill out a form
it's
and they ask me what my...
American Indian.
Well, in Indianapolis, they have the Indian market, but it's not the Indian with the dots. It's the Indian with the feathers.
The fact that you did hand signs with that is so beyond more racist. Let's stop being racist, and let's talk about NASCAR. Okay, whatever, my mom would win!
This is like oxymoron, right?
I know!
We are tweeting.
Jumbo shrimp!
I think regardless of the fact that your mother grew up so close to a racetrack, it doesn't matter if it's this specific racetrack.
Bruce Willis grew up in New Jersey. They don't have cars. Fact.
New Jersey Turnpike. Did she grow up?
That's for people passing through New Jersey.
There's a turnpike.
The turnpike is for getting through New Jersey, not stopping.
Your mother did not grow up in the infield at the Daytona 500.
No, she grew up.
So it's moot.
You're moot.
Don't call me.
Is
moot.
It checkers or rallies?
Them fighting words, city boy.
I don't know.
What's a moot point? It's the point a cow would make. Thank you. Thank you. That's from Friends 20 years ago.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yasmin Bleef.
What?
Okay, so...
Baywatch? Yasmin?
Yeah, that's who Joey loved. He's like, Yasmin Bleef. Or whatever. And then he got the little chicken and he named it Yasmin. And he's like, I love you both, but in very different ways.
Friends.
Anybody? Friends?
I got yeah, no, friend. I watched it.
I got like six seasons in there.
No!
Friends, I got you there. I got you.
You two are going to have me? Sex.
What kind of sex?
The kind where you watch Friends dog, you have to do a doggy style. So you
wait,
don't
wait, what about
screen?
Dawson's Creek?
Oh, sorry.
Will you have sex watching Dawson's Creek?
I've never seen it, actually.
No.
If I have to watch James Vanderbeek ever cry again, I will just kill myself.
I just like it when he does his little squeak.
Why is that funny to you? Who's James Vanderbeek?
No. You phrased it like if I have to see James Vanderbeek cry one more time. I just kill
I'm gonna
myself.
Punch a baby,
like,
right?
Like if you kill yourself, James Vanderbeek's gonna show up at your funeral. If I wanted to see him crying, then I'd just kill myself.
That's like in Men in Black too. It always I always cry when it rains. No, it rains because you cry.
Wow. Yeah.
He's like, it rains because you cry, baby.
James Vanderbeek cries because I'm dead.
James Almost?
I don't to kill myself because James Vanderbeek is crying. What?
Edward
what?
James Almost?
Almost.
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 Okay.
Any hoozle.
Dustin, you haven't said anything for like an hour.
I said lots of things.
Thanks. Oh, I didn't hear any of them. I'm sorry. You just, Jeff is very loud. And he's
when I speak, you just shut your ears off.
I know. I'm sorry.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that this episode, you haven't been mad at me physically, or at least I haven't
There's
been able to
been
see it.
A lot of space.
I'm learning to mask it.
God mask damn it. I'm a bad co-host.
He's talking to me about it. He's like, God damn it.
So
I have someone to vent to now.
Aw, Beth, come back next week. And the rest of you know. Just kidding.
Oh, what?
No, so this is the Nerds of the Roundtable. We talk about what we geeked out on this week. We brought up a versus that we could openly discuss each character that every one of us would want to bring to the table.
We had pork.
Who won?
Bruce Willis, probably. We killed my mom.
And your mom?
He would shoot my mom in the face.
He would just kill her.
Or stab her.
I don't think your mom...
He, okay, you know what? He shot a guy so many times, tied him to a rolling
just
chair,
to make sure.
Wrote in blood,
like,
ho, ho, ho.
I actually have
now I have a machine gun. And sent it down to the guy's brother, or the guy's cousin, or whatever.
His cousin.
Cut off a horse's head.
So that's pretty hardcore.
Hans Gruber has a brother, but he doesn't show
up. Well, that's Simon. Simon said
Simon yes. Gruber.
Okay,
I love those movies.
Any closing thoughts, gentlemen and lady? Start with Josh. When you shake your head no, the people at home can't hear you.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Don't hurt yourself. Mm-hmm.
See how he pushes you into these answers? Just tries to rush you.
Oh, man.
It's broadcast media, and I don't like to edit these things. It's more work.
No one's ever asked me to edit things.
I don't trust you. I'm sorry.
Hey guys.
I have a degree in communications. I trust you to rewire my bathroom.
Out.
Well.
Tase. Tase.
No, you already get to tase me. That's our closer tonight. Yeah.
Thanks for having me on your guys' podcast.
It was really nice to meet you tonight.
Really
you're a nice guy, and I actually think you have a great comedic timing. I'd love to have you back on the show.
Where do you live?
Not coming back. I was being serious. I think you're great. I want you to come back and guest host a Rancor's Brothel about something that you geek out about.
Bye, Dustin.
What do you geek out about? No, that's the thing, Beth. We always have a guest. Dick, you've been on the show, remember?
Have you been on the show?
Why was I kicking him out? I'm not kicking him out for Josh. I think I just
heard we actually kicked out Dustin on the Harry Potter one. Oh, wait, because you don't know shit.
Okay, shush. Josh, what do you talk about or geek out about?
I don't know, man.
Women?
Mario.
Mario. Fine, you're on the Mario episode.
Close
in 2 weeks.
Enough.
We'll do it.
Women.
Beth, closing thoughts.
No.
Pass.
Dustin, closing thoughts.
It's been nice working with you. I'm probably going to quit.
Why?
Next.
You're really not though, right? Because I really like coming here to record.
You just like Brenton.
Hey, Brenton, you want a new job?
I'll just sit at the top of the stairs brooding.
we just got an animator on staff at Follow Networks.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, like we got a legitimate animator on
my
staff.
My money coming to you.
You are the voice guy. I'm just saying.
I'll do it.
All right.
All right.
So...
But no, I think
you're in.
That
you dick. Jeff, any closing thoughts?
He didn't.
So long as I don't have to hear any more about Care Bears, I'm good.
That was 2 hours ago.
Care Bears. Yeah.
Logan, how is the Wolverine? Give it out of 5 stars. How many stars?
I'll give Wolverine 5 stars.
There you
give me 5 fingers right there. Yeah. Yeah. High five.
Hey, wait.
Logan, everything just
Dustin's
went wrong.
Dustin's crying. Right there. Oh, he broke the laptop.
I killed Dustin and I killed
John. He gave you 5 fingers. Can he give you a fist?
Logan, give me a fist. Right there. Yeah. You pulled up to his great close. Brenton, any closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts.
Stop laughing.
What's that off of when he's like, stop laughing at me?
I don't know, Adam Sandler. They're all gonna laugh.
Oh, yeah, that was Adam Sandler.
You're crying, that was the best part.
My closing thoughts, I think I want to hear from Dobby. Dobby, what do you think?
Dobby loves Harry Potter.
Thank you, Dobby. Okay.
That was great. From here at the brothel, thank you so much for being on the show. Penis. Thanks for listening this week.
Yes.
Penis.
Beth is going to... I got to sit down for this, so let me sit.
Oh, my God, no.
Beth is going to tase me in the arm region.
How about in the neck?
I got you in the arm.
Neck?
Yeah.
Neck? I vote for neck. You got to turn it on. Yeah,
oh
there's
my God.
There's an on switch.
Ah! No! Do the loud one. You gotta hold it on. That was 3 times like the same ish spot. That was so good. You're not gonna pee your pants if I tase you, are you? I'm not gonna tase her. Have a good one. Hit stop. I can't see. I took my glasses off.
And penis.